Rory was drunk, and she'd earned the right to be drunk. And anybody who judged her for it could go to hell. Not that anyone at this party should be judging. "Juliet," she said, extending her hand to the man who'd made his way out onto the hotel balcony to her side, as in Capulet.
"Darth,"
he replied, as in Vader. His voice was deliciously husky, his smile silky, and she was surprised to hear herself laugh. "Tell me, Mr. Vader, are you really evil?" His mouth ticked up at the corner, a mouth with thin, finely carved lips. "It depends on who you ask." "I'm asking you." The three fruity, high-octane cocktails she'd already gulped down in an attempt to erase her resentment over having to attend a party where she didn't fit in made it easy to be flirtatious with this arrogant, cocksure, very sexy jock who had football money written all over him, from his slicked back hair to his athletic body to his luxury watch. "I bend the rules here and there." He touched the red velvet flower in her hair with the tip of his finger. "Tell me you aren't really 13, Ms. Capulet." His finger moved to her cheek. She let it rest there a moment before she took a long sip of her fourth cocktail. "What do you think?"
"I think you left 13 behind a while ago."
She'd left 13 behind a good 21 years ago, so how could she take offense? She tossed her dishwater blonde curls like a pro at this hyper-masculine hunk of man. "Correct. And what do you do for a living, Mr. Vader? When you aren't destroying Jedis, that is."
"I make money."
"Really?" His gaze was brash and dangerous, exactly what she needed right now. And the alcohol numbing her brain made caressing the front of his dress shirt seem perfectly appropriate. "Any tips on how I can do that?" He gave her a cocky, bone-melting grin.
"I have a few ideas."